It is the first Wednesday of the month, which means we are talking shop with Snow College. Happy to have Carson Howell joining us here on Table Talk this morning. He's the VP for Finance and Administrative Services. Carson, welcome on in to Table Talk. Good to see you again.
Thanks. Good to see you, Tanner.
Let's go ahead and jump right on into it. You've been on before, but give us kind of an introduction. You are relatively new, I guess, compared to some of the folks here in San Pete County that have been here a while. Just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
That's right. Yeah, I guess I'm COVID new, right?
There you go.
I came right before COVID. So I've been here a little over 2 years. I grew up in a small college town up in Idaho. And so we've moved around. I've worked in a number of different states, and we were happy to move back to a small town to raise our family here, and it's been wonderful. We've really enjoyed San Pete County.
Give us a little bit of your background, just some of your employment history.
Yeah, so I worked for the legislature in Arizona, and then I worked in the governor's office and in the system of higher ed here in Utah for a number of years. And then we moved back to Idaho. I worked for the system of higher education, the Board of Higher Education there in Idaho, and then was lucky enough to come back here to Snow College. So it's been great.
Now, Marcy's written a nice little joke in here for us. My dad's also a finance guy, so we give him a hard time about this. But what can the finance guy tell us about on the air that's interesting?
Oh, well, that is a tough question. Because most of the time, people don't find what the finance guys say very interesting or very entertaining. But one of the things that I think is interesting as we're going through what Snow College is and how we're growing, we have a number of buildings across both campuses, and the total amount of square footage that we have in those buildings is about 1.2 million. Which, if you gave everyone a square foot of a building, we could fit the entire population of North Dakota and Wyoming in the buildings in Snow College.
Wow. That is interesting.
there's my interesting fact for
you. I like that. Give us a couple other numbers, employees, and maybe even going into the budget a little bit.
Yeah, so we're over 500 employees now, and with the budget, the legislative session just ended, so that ended last month. And this year, the legislature has treated Snow College very well. We saw one of the largest increases ever in Snow College's budget, so that's been fantastic. We get approximately $40 million in state funds, and then we have to raise another $10 to $11 million in tuition revenue. And so our total budget is about $50 million. And what, unfortunately, I think you've probably also mentioned it, because we just had our tuition hearings. And so tuition increased this year. And we hate to increase tuition. But the way that Snow College is funded, we only have those two sources of funding, with the state funding and the tuition revenue. And so anytime that there's a state employee increase in their compensation, the legislature asks us to pay approximately 25% of that increase through tuition dollars. And so that's why, even in a year like this year, where you saw Snow College's our state funding increase, we also have to raise tuition. And that's just a sad reality of how we're funded and what we have to do. And so that's probably why you're saying, wait a minute, Snow College got a really good year from the legislature in our state funding, then why are we raising tuition? Mm. And that's why we have to.
What do you guys plan to do with some of that expanded budget?
So it's been really good. One of the first things that we're looking at is increasing compensation for employees. Snow College has been, we've been pretty tight on the margins for a long time. And so we're looking at giving that back to the employees at Snow College. That also includes the student employees. Our student employees make currently about $7.25 an hour. And with increasing costs in gas prices and tuition and everything, that's really hard. And so we're looking to increase the student tuition or student compensation as well for those student workers. And then we're looking at some critical positions that we may have to fill. We have a number of people at the college who are doing two or three jobs, and so we'd like to try and spread that out and alleviate maybe some of the burnout that can occur. And then we're actually having budget hearings this month and into next month, where we're listening to the college. What are the critical items in your areas that we need to address? And so that's how we're planning to address, or what we're doing with that money.
Other recent events that have taken place on campus were over 2 years, you know, into COVID and everything like that. What's this semester been like on the campus?
It's been good. Snow College has really tried all the way along to maintain our operations. And so while a lot of colleges were going online across the nation, people were shutting down and transitioning to fully online education, Snow College said, we're going to increase our cleaning protocols. So our facilities team and our janitorial team really stepped up and did a lot of work. We looked at ways to keep people safe. We had masks on campus, and we were able to maintain over 90% of our classes were face-to-face. And so that was exciting. So now it feels a lot like normal over there. It's been really good. And in fact, just yesterday, the system of higher education here in the state said that we no longer have to report our monthly numbers. And so things there is a sense of getting back to normal.
Oh, that is amazing. Felt like it watching March Madness this year. I'll just throw that out there. Felt like normal. You guys had a missing student. Big kudos to both the police and the community for helping out when it came to that situation.
Yeah, they did a great job. And that was shocking. That kind of stuff just doesn't happen at Snow College. And so that was really tough. But our police force stepped up. There was collaboration across the whole region here, between county, city, different police forces at colleges and universities. The FBI was involved. The State Bureau of Investigation was involved, and it was a tremendous response. And I've been in contact with the family since then. They're actually close personal friends of mine.
Oh wow.
We've known each other for a long time, and I've known her since she was about 2 years old. And so they have been so appreciative of not only Snow College, but the whole community and the response from everybody. So that kudos and thanks, as you mentioned, doesn't just go out to the Snow College police force, but also to the whole community and everybody who supported them during that time.
April is one of the busier months for good reason at Snow College. What exciting things are happening on campus to kind of wrap up the school year?
Oh boy, we're planning commencement. We've got commencement both in Richfield and in Ephraim. We've got Aaron Osmond, who's going to be speaking in Richfield. He is the vice chair of the Board of Higher Education here, a former legislator and a very big supporter of higher education and especially technical education. Mm. And then in Ephraim, we're going to have the Lieutenant Governor Henderson, come and speak. And so we're excited about that. We're preparing for commencement. We have a couple of honorary degrees to award. As I mentioned, this was one of the largest increases in Snow College's budget in its history. And so we've got some honorary degrees to President Stuart Adams of the Senate, and then also Senator Evan Vickers, who were big supporters and proponents of Snow College this year. We have a number of student activities. We've got a number of students who are planning their senior recitals, and so the music program is really busy, and we have concerts and another play. We've got a true Badger night with a hot air balloon. We've got recognition events. We've got staff employee appreciation events. And then we just had elections this last week for the new student body officers, and so we'll be having an inauguration for them as well.
Saw that hot air balloon on the list. I've never been in a hot air balloon. That's quite the wrap you've got coming there. That's awesome.
Yeah, I have never been in one either. I don't know if this is the time to get in one, but it'll be exciting.
Employees as well, looking forward to getting to their summers and whatnot.
Yeah, it has been it's been a tough couple of years with COVID and as you mentioned, some of the other things that have happened, the missing student and all of these things that have happened. It's taken its toll. And so it's nice to kind of get to a slowdown period where we can recharge and get ready for the next year. We're already planning for students coming next year. We've got registration and things. So we're already planning for next year, even though we haven't wrapped up this one yet.
Kind of the last thing wrapping up here. One of the things that's always been so great about Snow College is that community involvement. What would you like our listeners to know when it comes to that community involvement with Snow College?
Well, I would just invite them to be a part of the college. Snow College is considered a community college, and so because of that, we really rely on the community, and we want the community's support. We've had some exciting things this year. The Snow basketball team went to the tournament for the first time since 1970.
Yeah.
And so that's exciting. Football has done really well. A lot of our athletics teams have done really well. And then the performances this year and the music and fine arts have been just top notch. And so we would encourage the community to come out and get involved. Come and let us know how we can better support the community and be a part of the community. And we want the community to be a part of Snow College. We're all in it together. So
that's one of the best parts of Snow College. Carson, appreciate you hopping on with us. Any final thoughts before we send you on your way?
No, Tanner. I just appreciate you having me here and giving the opportunity to talk about Snow College and the good things that are happening. And I'm just looking forward to when we get to sing Disney songs together. Then,
that's right. We'll have to have Marcy print an itinerary for that. She'll let her pick the songs. So
sounds good.
Carson, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thanks, Tanner.
That is Carson Howe. He is the VP for Finance and Administrative Services over at Snow College.